to GalacticConnection.com, one of the most popular blogs on the World Wide Web today for alternative news. Stay tuned for the latest information on our world shift from enslavement to galactic involvement, as well as current intel on any blockages impeding us from our sovereign birthright. Knowledge and self-mastery are key at this time. Our commitment is to present you with the latest breaking conspiratorial articles, off-world messages, exopolitics, cutting-edge technologies and sciences, and also an ever-significant intertwining of spiritual support and metaphysical scope that one needs to dive down the rabbit hole and search for truth with balance. We are truly on the horizon of a new golden age filled with the promise for more love, worldwide peace, and accelerated intuitive skills, where every living being can exist in cohesion and abundance. It is whatever we envision and dream this new world to be. I say to you now, let's redefine the new world to the beginnings of our own precious heaven on Earth. Galactic Connection is here to provide the pulse of Mother Earth through an eclectic range of interviews each Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4:55 p.m., Pacific Standard Time, Station 2 on BBS Radio, expanding your perspectives on how we can once and for all take back our freedoms, our joy, and our connection with our mighty I Am presence. Our intention remains true to connect hearts and minds everywhere in order to obtain global unity and galactic and universal acceptance. Our discussions will continue to cover anything to do with galactic society and our involvement with our galactic brothers and sisters. Our guests are experts in their fields, and our radio shows have been coined as some of the most thought-provoking out there. In addition to our daily blog, which runs 365 days a year, we also offer a realm of healing services such as our world-renowned implant removal processes, our spiritual past life clearings, our galactic violet ray alchemy from Alexandra, who shares in the lineage of Merlin, and other cutting-edge healing technologies. Check our site out at galacticconnection.com now. Sending you a wave of light, love, and inspiration, and a personal hug and thank you for listening to our Galactic Connection radio show and visiting our blog today.
Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for January 9th, 2016. We have a special guest on the show today, and as cosmic synchronicity would have it, the show is at the exact time of the new moon in Capricorn, conjunct Pluto, which, as any astrologer would tell you, is a very potent window of opportunity to look at the big picture of 2016 and confirm your New Year's resolution with consideration of some of the global issues shaping our world that we'll be talking about today. Alexandra Metters has created a website at galacticconnection.com that is a daily compendium of internet news articles that part the veil of mass illusion in the 3D matrix. And Alexandra also produces a weekly talk show whereby she highlights the week's news, education research, healing information, and an out-of-the-box perspective regarding global events, cosmic disclosure, ascended masters, ancient civilizations, and modern transition to a galactic brotherhood. This is my kind of gal. Alexandra will be sharing her unique perspective from many years' work in the corporate world, as has translated to professional insight and outlook for understanding the overview of 2016 as a time of massive global change and opportunity. Thank you, Alexandra, for being with us on Cosmic Love today.
I am truly honored. Thank you so much for asking me to come on, Christopher.
Oh, you're welcome. I've been following your website for some time and getting your emails, and I really love going through different events articles that you're posting from the global internet, articles we don't get in the mainstream media as a general rule. And I realize that you've had your finger on the pulse of the news shaping our world, and I'd love to get your take on a lot of stuff, in particular the thinning of the veil for so many people who are waking up to their soul contracts of mission and purpose for this important time of global transformation. So what's your take on this mass awakening process going on?
Well, first of all, I would want to remind people that this is not something that is going to be a flip of a switch. This tends to be the thought process out there in the community that tomorrow morning we're going to wake up and everything, bam, going to change.
Yeah.
Now, you know, and that is doing a disservice to us because really, as many of you know, this is all about the journey, not about the resolution at the end game, even though we are presenting resolution. It is about the journey and that which we are incorporating and assimilating as we walk down this path. We truly are creating a historical event every moment that we breathe right now. This is an honor, and it is truly a dedicated mission on the part of all of us that are here that are aware and enlightened and seeing the new ones, the new enlightened ones coming on board. What I'm seeing over and over again in my work, because I do a lot of alchemy and we do implant removals and things like that, healing, what I'm seeing is a lot of the new wave of folks that are coming in. And the purpose for this is that the first wave, frankly, are very tired. They
yeah.
are needing a bit of a respite. They took on the most difficult task, in my opinion, known to mankind. And they deserve a little bit of a backup team. And that's exactly what you're seeing. It started, in my opinion, in a big way, probably about 3 years ago.
Wow.
But in the last probably, I would say 18 months, I've been really getting a lot of emails that they just literally woke up. They either had a Kundalini awakening, they woke up in the middle of the night, or they had some sort of rush of enlightenment that was so overwhelming that there was no way they could go back to the way they were or the way they ran their life, or even the
mm-hmm.
people that they hung out with.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really truly what's happening even amongst those that are not in the spiritual community. We tend to segregate ourselves away from the rest of reality when in fact we are being called to walk amongst the reality and be the trailblazers. As they say in thaumaturgy, you know, if you walk across a park, and you decide to make the effort to pick up a piece of trash on the ground and throw it in the trash can, you are creating an energetic imprint where possibly a million other people will follow that imprint. It is that simple. And I constantly remind people on my show, this is not about a competitive game of who has the best psychic ability. This is about really, truly tapping into your own connective forces, which we are being given tool after tool after tool to really be able to feel the support now. It's no longer like the old days of having to work so hard to get that.
So this is all part and parcel of what I understand is that when I say thinning of the veil, that the energetics of the planet have been changing with galactic alignment, as I understand it. I mean, you know, that's... I mean, the Earth is in its cycle, from what I understand. You know, it's precession of the equinox. It does a sine wave curve around the galaxy and intersects every 14,000 years the galactic plane of hundreds of billions of star systems. And that's exactly what happened in 2012. But, of course, that's a 10, 20-year phase where we're in this photonic light of billions of suns, you know, aligned in the photon belt, you know, the galactic plane right with the great central sun, and that this photonic light is what the last 100 years has been accelerating everything on Earth, you know, from horse and buggy to space age.
Correct.
And so the thinning of the veil, it's like there's a surge in the the field that I understand is matriculating the matrix. You know, the whole matrix as people, each individual, you know, perceives, of course, differently according to where they are in their soul contract, you know, and all things considered with their astrology, psychology, body type, etc. You know, we're, you know, each to their own karma, dharma configuration of the larger
right.
scheme of things, but that we're at a really interesting time right now, and that it's there's a surge, and there's a surge of enlightenment. The internet is like this instant everywhere, amazing thing where we can be talking live to 63 countries worldwide as we're speaking, and then it can be archived and podcast, and people can, you know, connect all over the world in their own time zones. But it's just such an amazing time with so many people connecting. And I, to me, it's, of course, it is the galactic connection. I love the name of your website.
Hey, you know what? I didn't pick that name. It was given to me by about 7 ascended masters standing in my room.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Well, I believe big time in that the ascended masters, the hosts of heaven, are stepping through the veil, which is thinning right now, and they're connecting with more people who are, you know, getting it directly or indirectly through, well, for example, my gosh, just today, David Lewis at the Heart Center channeled Vivasvadu Manu, you know, one of the Manu's spiritual founders going back eons. And every day this last week, he's published, you know, live streamings, they call them heart streams or dictations, from Saint Germain, the great divine director, El Moria, Mother Mary, other cosmic beings. And he streams those directly out over the internet, you know. He's been doing that every day this last week.
Yeah, it's an awesome time to be alive, and it's one in which we've kind of gotten bogged down with the work that has been required to bring some balance back to our reality.
Yeah.
But at the same time, this, you know, in fact, when you contacted me and said that it's just such an awesome time because of the new moon in Capricorn, it's for so many other reasons, too. We
yeah.
talk a lot about the new infiltration of energy. We talk a lot about the impact that that's having on our consciousness. We even talk a lot about the mind global mass and how it's morphing and forming every day.
Yeah. The global mind.
Yeah, but what we're forgetting is every single thing that we're doing right now is building and creating a whole new imprint. It's literally where we are the inventors for the future in every aspect of our life. So I say to those out there that continue to think that maybe they are inadequate, or they are not worthy, or they do not have the specific gifts that they so dearly want and desire, I want to remind them that they're right there. They're right there in their palm of their hand or sitting in their lap. They just need to look at it differently. You cannot receive exponentially higher hieronic light coming into our realm and not be almost forced to change the way you perceive it and the way you walk your life.
Oh, I think that's really important right now, the understanding of the frequency factor, I call it manifestation, and how this last year there's been a lot of buzz on quantum everything, but specifically heart coherence. You know, coherence mm-hmm. is, you know, the frequency of holy compassion. You can call it the golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when it is in joy and compassion. But the science of spirituality and this understanding of it's a frequency thing, and that you can't create a positive from a negative. That, or do you know what I mean? That you need to asserting the positive is the best way to avert the negative,
mm-hmm.
and that there's so many sources of out there on the internet, global communities, social networks that are, you know, they don't call them, you know, networks of light workers, but basically what it is, they're bringing conscience and light, you might say, to dark places, neutralizing you know, the shadow, the negative shadow momentums that do the same thing over and over and expect different results, you know, which is, mm-hmm. of course, the definition of insanity.
Right.
And so it's like, you know, what's been the highlights for you this last year? And how do you see this, what's going on with kind of revelations, whether it be cosmic disclosure, you know, indigos, blue avians, or whatever?
Oh, wow. So much has happened in the year 2015. Let me think about that. I really see, the first thing I see is we are being faced with a whole new way of interfacing with our electronics.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to happen whether we want it to happen or not. And again, we're being called to become more flexible, because with all the light is change. And with all the change requires flexibility and openness and allowance to receive the divine messages that come forth. So instead of kind of living our lives as we've been trained since crib, you know, where we have to have a plan and we have to, you know, make the plan and have the plan work, we are really being called to go more into our heart and also in our creativity. But getting back to what you said, it's great to be in joy, don't get me wrong, but it's also even more imperative to be in balance.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got a lot of factions out there of belief systems where, you know, oh, it's all love and light. And you cannot have lightness without darkness. This is not a mission that we're all going through to eradicate all darkness, because it just isn't going to happen. What this is a mission about is to bring back a sense of the freedom and the ability to become our full potential. This is the purpose of the human race now at this time, is to really dive into a higher evolution scale. And there's those of us like yourself and me that are here to assist that. So this is what's unfolded, I feel, in a very... You have a great deal of flurry with groups starting to develop all over the world that, even though we have had minimal resources for the most part, most of us, we have really stuck to our, you know, whatever you want to call it, our commitment, and we have really determined that nothing is going to keep us from that which we really feel called to do. This is also something about the new moon in Capricorn, is recognizing there is absolutely no impossibility. I would never have said that possibly 10 years ago. Now, today, I see it. I see it in my life every day. I see the manifestations, the miracles. It's just like mind-blowing to live my life the way I do these days. And things don't have to be tough. And all of the programming that we've been living in is getting really warped. It's getting really tweaked. It's not functioning very well. This is why we have internet problems so significantly. This is why we have so many dropouts in our phone calls and our cell phones, and et cetera, is because the actual matrix is glitching. But that's actually a good thing. We need to be patient with the fact that it's glitching and understand that this is a representation of what's going within us. There's glitching because we're going offline in the old way of sending information from one synapse to another, and we're moving online to a whole different reality and way of streamlining the information that comes from above.
Yeah, we're all starting to channel source in the holodeck between our ears. I mean, it's like the field, the quantum field, we're processing differently and more intuitively, more right brain, more holistic, in a nonlinear way, rather than a linear, logical, left brain, letter of the law, the spirit of the law, and this is where, again, the harmonics comes into it, and I think in coherence, which is really the flame of the Divine Mother, you know, and bringing things into balance with the the Piscean dispensation and patriarchy, and you know all those records and momentums that are left brain dominant, and you know going forth and conquering the world and nature and all that. Now it's becoming in harmony with it, harmony with nature and with, you know, I am the other. You know, this thing of, in a nonlinear sense, we're all connected. We're all, you know, brothers and sisters in the galactic brotherhood, so to speak.
Yeah, no, I agree. But I think to answer your question, one of the biggest accomplishments for 2015 was segueing away from the incredible opposition, and I should say more the oppression that we all have been feeling. We should, mostly anybody listening to this, will admit that there is some area of their life that is lightened up.
Yeah.
And even if it's accelerated in intensity, let's say with a relationship or a marriage or a job change or a move or whatever, they're going to definitely notice that there's other areas of their life that just have kind of like fallen into place.
Yeah.
And we're starting to receive that which we want. The key ingredients for 2016 versus 2015 is we are now being asked to see ourselves in a completely more authoritative position. 2015, in my opinion, was more of a defensive kind of parameter, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, 2016 is more of a creative parameter, and one in which we're all blazing trails. I would really love to see every single person out there, whether you're a mother with two at home or you're a grandfather hanging out watching old movies, I don't care what you're doing. As long as you're doing it with this purity of intention, when you think about the rainforest, when you think about the GMOs, when you think about the chemtrails, when you think about Mother Earth and the soil, and you think about, you know, children being sacrificed, when you think about that, you send out an intention and have a knowingness that you have the power and the authority to change that now. Because
yeah.
All of the oppression has been cleared away from the past, and we can now plug forward. We can plow forward and make it happen.
I think that's the key, the intention. And this is something I've, then it's, to me, it's like my mantra that pure intention focuses attention with love's retention for conscious ascension in the dimension where there's full comprehension.
Wow. I don't know if I could ever repeat that one.
And it's another dimension of that is, you know, just the affirmation, confirmation, determination, and integration that goes, I am, I can, I will, and by God's grace, fantastic, and getting better, winning from the beginning of the Aquarian dispensation.
Oh, my God.
I make these things up and have fun with myself.
Good. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about.
And it's the spirit. It's the spirit, I think, of transformation and change from a really a heavy energy that was, boy, back in the fall and summer.
Yeah.
I mean, this whole Mideast thing, and there's what we're seeing on the world stage right now. It's like, and even right now, I see that there's all these parallels. It's all connected. Like the major market meltdown we're seeing globally mirrors the mass mind mega shift, you might say, from competition, left brain dominance, to more of a cooperative right brain cooperation. And there's just, this is the big shift, you know, and I call it the mega shift again, from more of the masculine to the feminine, again, to the point of balance. The idea, of course, is a balance of the divine masculine, feminine, east, west, you know, the hemispheres of the brain, you know, and with a level of coherence that's congruent.
You know, it's one of those things where we are literally changing the way that we see life.
Yeah.
And, you know, what's that movie, Life According to Brian or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
You know, we are literally rewriting what it means to be alive. And it's not something that is easy for those that have had just a myriad of programming applications, very tough childhood, heartaches, et cetera, you know, trauma.
Victim,
you know, all that. There's a plethora of that out there.
Yeah.
But what really separates us from all the rest is taking those experiences and now being able to see them as to how did this provide me my inner authority, not how did this create me into a victim. This
yeah.
is a big change for 2016. And how have we been giving away our power for umpteen years to institutions that have absolutely no commitment whatsoever ever for our benefit?
Yeah.
You know, one thing I think I blow a lot of people away with is I just received this message last night. We did a major ceremony on Israel last night. It was extremely powerful. And one of the comments that was brought back to me in a message was, they were showing us how they're very pleased with what we had done. And I said, well, you know, is it that big of a deal? And I said, oh, my God, you can't imagine. You know, you humans tend to complicate things. And I kind of laughed and I giggled and they said, no, it's really true. You know,
it's true.
It's that simple. It isn't about who has the most psychic tools anymore. This is kind of what the spiritual game has been. Oh, you know, who's the most psychic and who's the most valid and who can talk to the galactics and all that. It's really more about how aligned you are with that feeling you have in your gut that you got to get up today and you know, go to the store and pick up a puppy and, you know, put a smile on the person's face that's in line and really engage in your life.
Yeah.
And therefore, because of engaging in your life, you're causing all of those around you, whether they like it or not,
yeah.
to start rethinking and seeing themselves engaging themselves. You know?
Yeah, I think this is a key for a lot of light workers who, you know, when they really love their work, it's not really like work. And when they really engage with basically just loving life, free and everything that they do, then it's not, there's no, the struggle, you know, it mitigates it hugely. I mean, when I say that, not that there's not going to be massive challenges, but there is this thing of being engaged in a work that you love and that you have that sense that this is your destiny or soul contract or mission or purpose. And that it's really not, it's just a joy to be able to rise up and fulfill, you know, your highest and best gifts and talents. And there's just a lot of people that I've seen pop off this last year and just like get into a real sense of mission and purpose, you know, in service.
Yeah. And this is what's really going to make or break us.
Yeah.
Is how committed and how much are we really finally allowing. We have been control freaks, okay?
Yeah.
We were brought up as control freaks.
Yeah.
We think that everything has to be a plan. We think that everything has to be a strategic, undertaking. This is the thinking ego mind in its full-blown operation. And what we're being asked for now is, where are we looking for approval? What are we doing that is denying our own special individual sense of purpose, and what are we doing about the things that we don't like what we see? It is
yeah.
not enough for us to complain or, you know, just send an article to a friend or whatever. I mean, that's all good. But we're really being nudged, very, very strongly nudged this year to start
yeah.
taking action.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, there's some cool stuff out there, Crystal, going down. I mean, there are local grassroots movements that never seen before in the United States, because the United States, in my opinion, is probably one of the most asleep countries out there because of all the programs.
Materialism, just in general. When I say eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow, we got to go back to work.
Right. Well, and lots of mind control. I mean, people that come to the United States are like, oh, my God, it is so matrixed here. Like, they feel it. It's very, very dense, a lot of electronic, a lot of unfortunate scalar, type-oriented programs.
And yet, within this context, and this is the amazing thing to me, that people like me, I get in my man cave, in my studio, and I start, putting that finger on the pulse of the collective conscience with all these social networks. And of course, I use Facebook as the research tool. Mm-hmm. There's all these social networks all over the world. I mean, there's 1.5 billion people worldwide on Facebook now. And just in September, for the first time, they had 1 billion users on Facebook in one day worldwide that were using Facebook. A billion people in the world.
That's amazing.
And the social networks that are popping up with extraordinary information that just inspired. It's overshadowed by what I really believe by the, great cosmic being.
Lamestream media. But you know what? Lamestream media. But you're bringing up a good point. What do you do with so much information? Sometimes too much of a good thing can be overwhelming. And this is a time for people to understand that any information that's coming into your field, no matter what it is, it's really calling out to us to go and see how it parallels what's going on within you.
Yeah.
We are truly living the alchemist reality, which is as above, so below; as within, so without. When you see all this stuff going on in the Mideast and the, U.S. military complex. I mean, you asked me about 2015. I think you're familiar with the fact that they took down my site after I had a very powerful interview with Mike Harris and Veterans Today.
Uh-huh.
They took my site down for 5 days. They completely hacked into every aspect of Galactic Connection.
Well, there you go. You know you're over the target when you get a bunch of flack.
Well, and they called me from Veterans Day and said, "Wow, we must have really hit a chord because the interview made it all the way to Putin's death." At that point, I knew that all the information and intel that we were discussing was right on the money, and I also knew that we need to start looking at this stuff not as, oh, it's out there over in Russia or it's out there in China. We need to start understanding that there is, there really is virtually very little difference between how the Chinese live and survive and how we survive and live. And what I mean by that is the core ingredients of love and compassion and wisdom and integrity and love and joy and all these things. None of us are any different than the other when it comes to the core ingredients of what makes us to be a human being.
A human being. And human evolution, on a global scale right now, with the changes, obviously, you might say the general enlightenment brings up all that's less than itself.
Yeah,
and you're gonna have basically, the dark side within and without kicking at the pricks, and just the suffering sinner saint syndrome, or just wanting to make others as miserable as they are, because they, the control freaks, is a thing within we've all experienced. It's the old ego will do anything for self preservation of itself. Individually or collectively, and the more information we have, the greater is the need to get it all in order. And when that starts happening, the expression that the devil used to say is, you think you're in control until you try to start to get organized.
Yeah. No kidding. That's pretty funny. Well, and you know, what do you think about this? I mean, just look at the body. Let's integrate a political event and say to ourselves, well, how does this parallel with how the body works?
Yeah.
And it's almost identical from the standpoint that, for example, there's a full-blown war going on amongst the red cells and the white cells and the viral cells, you know, when you get an infection.
And in the in the microbiome in the gut, where most of your immune system is, and which
exactly
is...
there's a full blown conflict going on, and there's an attempt, always number one attempt by the body, because it's so brilliant, to keep you alive. What does the body do when it finds a foreign substance that it doesn't have anywhere else to put it, or it's exhausted and it can't find a place to put it, and it can't break it down? What does it do? It walls it off. And it walls it off to save your life. It's not walling it off.
Or it tries to push it through the skin or eliminate it
right.
through the colon.
Exactly. Well, true. But, you know, my point is, this is all a different way of seeing our body. Instead of seeing it as like a pain in the butt, oh, God, I have so much pain in my knees today. Or,
yeah.
oh, God, you know, God, my stomach is really hurting me today. How does that parallel with the issues in the Mideast? Well,
it's an exact parallel. It's a great metaphor, because the Middle East is like the colon.
Yeah.
And when I say that, it's like the colon. You've got basically the whole body grows out of the dirt in the colon. You know,
mm-hmm.
and if things are balanced in the colon, you know, then you get nutrients into the cells and you get waste products out of the cells, and you eliminate them. But when you've got, basically, we've been corrupting the colon in the Middle East now for 10 years, and stuff is spilling out of the colon all into Europe, and, you know, and it's just a mess, and it's lowering the immune system of basically the body politic, which is like the collective social conscience of the world, and it's like the intention of, you might say, the real bad guys that are making a toxic gut, you know, making the colon toxic with war and conflict, you know, it's pretty much hit the wall of collective conscience of at least enlightened people in the world. And the ironic thing is, much of those enlightened people are Russia and China.
Mm-hmm. I know. Isn't that amazing? And also just to look at each of these countries as an actual body system.
Yeah.
To recognize the fact. Now, you know, my husband gave me an article just the other day, and I want to pose this to people because I'm probably going to get some grief by saying this. But, you know, that they have actually determined that in those locations where they used to pump a lot of oil out of the ground, they've gone back, I forgot what it is, 5 years later, and it's fully replenished.
Really?
The oil wells, fully replenished. What did that say to me? Okay, now, you know, we tend to hear, you know, we tend to demonize, the oil companies.
Yeah.
You know, they're extracting all the oil from other. It's really more about, you know, what are we giving back?
Yeah.
What the hell are we giving back, folks? Are we just continuing to take? Could we have a marriage or a friendship, or even, for God's sakes, even an animal that's going to be happy with us taking, and never giving back? What have we given back to Mother Earth today?
And then this is where the huge shift comes in. And to extend your metaphor, you've got all the economies of the West and the East are part of this immune system out of the Middle East. It's always been about, these wars in the Middle East have largely been about oil. And, of course, when there's an abundance of oil or there's abundance of energy, you know, the value of oil goes down. It's because we have this backwards economics of scarcity that conceals waste and destroys abundance to maintain scarcity to keep prices and profit and control high. Well, all this free energy technology this last year, it's going into production all over the world, and there's no future in oils. The futures market with oil, it's it's gone. And of course, anyone that's really following, that's got their finger on the pulse, but really is following what's going on with the Keshi technology, hydrogen technology, all kinds of free energy technology. It's just going, you know, you can read about it. It's going into production. There's websites on the internet where you can get a gas generator that's been converted to water, you know, run on water. They can't stop it anymore.
Isn't it ironic who created the internet in the first place? And why did they create the internet? Right?
It came out of the Cave of Symbols. Saint Germain sponsored the guy that created it. He overshadowed him.
It's awesome that. That's another thing I saw in 2015 when I reviewed a lot of the articles, and that was there was more and more of the cabal getting burned at their own game.
Getting roasty-toasty, yeah.
They were literally getting snuffed by their own game. And now it is no longer advantageous for them to just kind of sit back and look at us like, oh, those dumb humans. You know, yeah. That's not working anymore. They're having to up the ante a little bit.
It's all being reversed, too. Like, what happened to you has a reverse effect. Then more people realized, and even before because of the drama, that they're basically, there's forces throwing monkey wrenches into enlightenment. Mm-hmm. And so that wakes people up to realize, sometimes for the first time, that, you know, there's something not right about, you know, what's going on with the blocking of information on the internet and different types of censorship and different types of, you know, hacking and sabotage. You know, the economics and politics are always more complex than what appears on the surface. And people are waking up all over that there's all these breakthroughs coming through that challenge the old paradigm. And it's happening so fast. And again, the more information you have, the greater is the need to get it all in order. And this is what I see happening with the internet. There's all these social networks that are recycling reality, the truth of what's really happening. And so those who try to put out misinformation, once they're exposed, then they lose all credibility. And so it's like, it's actually the unveiling is, you know, you might say, it's unwrapping, you know, what has been like a straitjacket on enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a process that's accelerating with, you know, that you might say it's an inevitable, but it's, you're seeing it both with the internet as a parallel for what's going on, I mean, exact parallel, what's going on in the holodeck between our ears, because now they know that consciousness is just a function of the field, you know, the quantum field. And we've all created our own constructs, you know, from the time of birth, you know, the way they emerge with all these different factors from astrology, psychology to conditioning, you know, social cultural conditioning. Well, this is what the internet, as it has evolved, it's like the neural networking of the global mind. It's like there's been this awakening, and this is why I love your website. I got to tell you, I just love going there because, ooh, I says this lady, she's sharing links that are linking the light of what's going on that we're not getting other places, and I cherish websites like that. You know, it's just like Zero Hedge and Veterans Today, and Russia Insider.
Well, I appreciate that. I really appreciate that, and I'm glad that it's provided you benefits in your life. The whole way in which it unfolded is very interesting, because I was always this very heavy researcher, and I would send out these just mind-blowing articles to just a private group of people.
Yeah.
And I had several of them come up to me and say, you really need to start a blog. And I ignored it. Years went by. And I literally was awakened in the middle of the night in 2011, and I heard this very loud, very stern voice say, obviously, your definition of urgency is not the same as ours.
Huh.
And I went, I'm not going to build a website. I don't really know how to do it. It's out of my capabilities.
Right. Yeah.
And I heard, you asked to do this. It is now time. We are knocking on your door, and it needs to be done now.
Oh, you know? My gosh.
Oh, yeah. And then I started it without even realizing it on the day that was the anniversary of the horrific car accident I had. So I looked back later and went, oh, my God, this was the anniversary date of the day. So it was a cycle, like the beginning of a new cycle. And I built that website. I mean, it was supposed to be a library. And I built that website in like 60 days, unheard of, because it's massive. We have over 30,000 posts, I think, almost, or under 30,000 posts. And the whole thing was about presenting both sides of the coin. Let's present maybe a channeling, okay, that has some good pieces of info in it, and then let's present something about satanic ritual and get an awareness that that actually does exist. Yeah. Now, it doesn't mean that we get attached to this stuff. It doesn't mean that we live, eat, and breathe according to the author of that article. Yeah. What it's presented to do is to expand the way in which we see one particular topic. Yeah. And if we can see that topic from Grandma Bell in Louisiana versus Putin sitting behind his desk in Russia, wouldn't we have a much better, more balanced way of seeing it, and possibly even a much more nurturing and enriching way of resolving that issue?
Well, that's the way the holodeck works between our ears. When I say that, the holographic perspective from multiple angles, you're seeing the same reality, you know, what's really real going on in the world from a lot of different perspectives. And the more you kind of, you know, and again, each to their own conscious discernment, you know, of what's real, but the more you get a full spectrum, you know, view of things, the more, you know, the white light of conscience, you know, collective conscience, unity conscience, cosmic conscience, you know, there's a lot of different words for the same thing, but this is what's going on east and west right now that is balancing the left brain dominant Western civilization and east and right brain dominant Eastern civilization. And this is a lady I had on the show here a couple years ago, you know, Lynn McTaggart, and her book on the bond in the field. She actually talked about on the show how we read in the West left to right, and they read right to left with symbols, you know, calligraphy in the East, you know, in China.
Yeah.
And that there we're left brain dominant, which is very individualistic and in the sense of separation, whereas they're more right brain dominant, which is more intuitive and social conscience oriented with the sense of connection. Mm. And it's just a completely different worldview. But we're talking about in general, because just like you get, you know, men and women's bodies and women and men's bodies, you get left brain dominant people in right brain cultures and vice versa.
And, well, you know how you were talking about the East and the West and the different cultures and how, you know, the consciousness is growing no matter where. One of the other things that we all have heard in 2015 so often is that the line in the sand has been drawn.
Yeah.
And what I like to challenge people with is, how are you perceiving the meaning of that? Are you literally seeing that, you know, somebody's taking a stick and they're drawing a line literally in the sand, and, you know, there's one body of people on one side and there's one body of people on the other side? Or are you looking at that and saying, what does that line represent? Is that line representing status quo? Is that line representing the past, present, future breakdown? Does that line represent all the separation and compartmentalization that we constantly use within our fields to make sense of reality, and it's no longer going to be effective? You know, or is that line going to present itself as something where you step over it because you've decided to get out of that box.
You know, I've been writing a lot about this on my blog this last year, and to me, it's like a self-evident truth that we're moving globally and individually and collectively. We're moving from left to right to a more of a balance with right, hemispheric perspective. The Middle East is the archetype of it's the nexus of East and West.
Yeah.
And what's the dynamic that's gone on there with Russia, you know, Putin coming in with China, and basically not checkmate, but checking the forces that continue to create and support ISIS from the West for the divide to conquer strategy that it caused millions of refugees.
Right.
And that was exposed in the internet media, exposed by Veterans Today and many other news groups, you know, Zero Hedge, I could go on and on and on,
right,
that this really got, and people all over the world realized, you know, that this warmongering in the media and this terror stuff is just, you know, all integrated and connected with the stock market that makes a killing on war and rumors of war and fear of war. I mean, it's just like the military and industrial stocks, and it's like we got a war economy, and we got a disease economy, and it's the same thing we see with, you know, of course, ramping up fear of not getting vaccines or fear of, you know, disease or fear of, you know, the medical industrial complex does the same thing, and we're seeing that has been exposed this last year. Like, actually, I always dreamed it would be. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it has. You know, but don't you find it interesting how gently a lot of exposure, and I use that word in quotations, but
yeah,
the exposure rate has been so divinely picked and placed.
Yeah.
So that all of those, you know, let's face it, there's a lot of people on this planet that do not have the awareness that you and I have right now. And in order to pierce that veil for them, in order to just allow them to be able to see even a small percentage of what we see, you know, what is the most effective tool in bringing them to a place where they can see outside that programming?
Yeah.
And it never ceases to amaze me the divine unfolding of some of these, especially these false flags.
Yeah.
You know, at first it was one false flag and then another false flag. And I remember when I was blogging, that was such a big deal.
That was
now,
a big deal. Yeah.
Now it's like not even a big deal. It's almost like an expectation. It's like, oh, God, they just said that 523 people were downed at this such and such a, you know, area, and they were all burned to death. And, yeah, right, I wonder if that's true.
Well, you know, I have seen so many articles this last year exposing the whole false flag thing. You know, I mean, and not just regarding terror, you know, the war on terror, but industrial espionage and mm-hmm. you know, and all kinds of dimensions, and so many different articles from so many people, and it's like there's this processing going on in the collective consciousness. As people wake up to it, they got to write about it because they found it, and they want other people to find the truth about it also. So there's a general enlightenment that's been going on. It's been accelerating, and I see it. Boy, the stuff I see on, you know, and I just...
Amazing.
On Facebook, it's just different. There's different news groups and there's different individuals that'll send out daily these infographics that, in a few words with the graphic, just nail issues so totally and clearly that, and it has a catalytic effect. And every individual that, so to speak, wakes up resonates with a thousand or maybe a million people that are kind of at that same level and helps them wake up. you know.
Well, and they're getting, here's the other thing that came out of 2015, because I keep going back to that, you know. One of the biggest things that came out of 2015 is there was so much exposure on the whistleblowers.
Yeah.
That it gave kind of a mass allowance, a mass credence for people to kind of go, well, if they did it and they're still walking around and they're still alive, maybe I can do this at my job, or maybe I can get away with really standing in my truth. And just that crack was enough to really shift us.
A lot of people too. Yeah, it's like the real heroes that have this fearless faith that just burns through the faithless fear of anyone that kind of witnesses their drama. You know, it takes a lot of courage, you know, for everyone, you know, to step it up and. It's happening, and you know, we're coming in here to the end of the show. What would you like to share with readers that you might have had on your mind coming into the show?
Well, I would just say that, you know, this is a year to get out of seeing the glass half empty, and this is a year to see your own acknowledgement of how much you bring to the table, and the beauty and the talents that you carry. And we tend to look at who we are by comparing ourselves to everybody else.
Yeah.
And that needs to stop. We need to start recognizing our own beautiful individuality and why we're here and what we think we're here to do versus what we want to do.
Yeah.
And you know, go with that passion. And if you need assistance in that area, we have just a ton. I'm an alchemist, and I do a lot of work with a lot of the enlightened healers and practitioners. That's kind of my focus, actually, is to support them, because then they support the rest of the world. And I do a lot of work in getting into the really deep-rooted soul theme work of removing whatever is ultimately blocking them, no matter how much work they've done. This is really a time, there is a huge call, I got it last night, that all of us that are on the front lines, we are really being nudged right now to get ready, because it's about to unfold.
Yep.
And that doesn't mean that we're off the hook to stop our work on ourselves.
Yep.
That just means that we're going to have a lot more opportunities to really show our gifts and talents to the rest of the world, because they're going to start opening up, waking up, and being more receptive to what we have to do and say with them.
Well, Alexandra, I laud your passionate encouragement for people to wake up to their gifts and talents and resources, you know, for greater service that, you know, in the cosmic scheme of things, you know, that's how you win stripes for your ascension. And I think you're on the button and on fire in a way that it has inspired me, and I want to thank you for coming on the show today.
Well, thank you. And if anybody has any questions, please check us out. We're about to launch some pretty amazing stuff. We have our whole quantum healing system as well. And, of course, we have the world-renowned implant removal processes and my galactic ray alchemy, violet ray alchemy. So please check us out at galacticconnection.com. And, of course, we have a free 24/7, 365-day-a-year blog that will be there to assist you as well. One last thing I do want to say is I have some amazing people assisting me. I have B.B. Tinsley and Madeline Leach, and of course, Jerry Yusko and Sandy Wilkins and Chris Wilkins and James Hines and Stephen Metters, of course, my husband, and just so many others. I want to just say thank you to all of you out there that have helped me through a very difficult last couple of months this last year. We've made it through, and we are much stronger.
Well, thank you, Alexandra. Thanks to everyone for listening. And see you on those cosmic highways. Keep the faith, see the good, and make it so. Bye for now.
Yeah, make it so. It's 2016.
Make it so.
Yes.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.